wonderful segue into our talk today. We're all light.
I even do that one more time.
I am light. I am light.
And I want you to feel it inside.
I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light.
Sometimes the simplest truths, if we could but grasp them deep in our soul, could really be the source for changing the world and making it a better place for all, not in this, just in this generation, but for many generations to come. The affirmation for the talk today is there is one power, one God, one all, one life, and that life is in me now. I am a manifestation of that one. Now, we're going to say that together at the end of this presentation. I'm trying to decide whether I can see better with my glasses on or off. I think I'm going to take them off. I get confusing looking up and down. In the science of mind, there is a power for good. We hear that all the time. And in the universe, it exists. And in each one of us sitting here, that power for good exists. We consciously use it when we do spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. We expect, that's an important word, we expect that because of our treatment, our beliefs have been changed. And because the law of cause and effect takes our beliefs to create the conditions in our world, we expect the conditions in our world to change. The work of healing, of transformation, of change and growth begins where? In our mind. You want to change your experience? Then change your mind. Sounds simple. Or as one of the elders I used to travel with used to say, forget everything you know to know everything there is. And I've shared this before. Mr. McCool would take you up to the top of the volcano, right on the edge, on a ledge, and leave you and come back and get you about 45 minutes later. So in that space, things become clear real quick. So forget everything you know to know everything there is. There is perfection in all of creation. And since we are a part of creation, it is where? It is within us. And we access it through our thoughts and ideas, and then we manifest it through our experiences. There's a potential side effect, though. We interpret this perfection in our mind through filters. What we have witnessed, what we have learned, all the things in the song, you know, all the things we classify and see the world through and say this is what it is. Everything since the day we were born. All of this is competing to direct right action. After a while, our attachment to these experiences must be harnessed. We have to grab, we have to recognize that these exist so that we can allow divine mind, the divine mind of God, to become evident in us. The divine mind of God flows into our field of conscious awareness so we can yield to an infinite wisdom that speaks beyond our experiences and brings our beliefs into alignment with the divine. Propelled by consciousness of love, we now know that God is all there is. How many times have we heard that? We know that God is all there is. Is that a truth? What do you think? Is that true in your life? Do we accept it? Or do we just hear the words? And today what I want to do is take us deep into that process so that we can hear the words and have them reflect and resonate in our hearts. Propelled by a consciousness of love, we now know that God is all there is. And the first step in spiritual mind treatment is that recognition. God is all there is. Bob Marley says in Redemption Song, any of you know Redemption Song? He says, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can set us free. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can set us free. When we believe that the conditions are our reality, we become what? Entrapped in mental slavery. But once we recognize that, we can set ourselves free. Once we breathe in the thought, the recognition that God is all there is, we exhale the unifying, aha. God and I are one. It is at this moment that we recognize we are not constrained by the conditions. We are dealing with thought, nothing else but thought and spirit. And the truth of this is that divine substance and I are one. I am made of the same God stuff as the universe, a whole and perfect me, reflecting the universe and the innerverse all coming together. Because it is the story, it is the word of God, it is the essence of God. I am a complete child of God. This is who I am. This is the truth about me. Like a kaleidoscope given a spin. When you were children, you know, I don't know about you, but we used to have these kaleidoscopes and you spin them and you see all the different refractions. We wake up because a new thought, more powerful than any other, is shifting us from old patterns of response to the conditions in our lives to a knowing that our thoughts are things. Our thoughts have power. The thought that we are one with divine substance takes us beyond our condition. Everything depends upon what we think about and what we shall think about that shall become. So if we think it, if thoughts are things and we think it and we hold that vision beyond our condition, then what we replace that with, that knowing, then things begin to change. The sooner we realize everything in our lives depends only upon what we think and depends upon nothing else, the sooner we learn to depend upon nothing else. The sooner we will demonstrate that divine substance is all there is and we are that source. We really can't be outside of it, us, outside of that, except in our own mind. Whether we even embrace the fact that we are one with God, we are one with God. Okay? So that's always operating. But it's the stuff that I spoke of earlier, all the things we've been told, all the things we believe, all the things we've witnessed in life that begins to imprint on us that we are different than that we are less than whole. And in that space of being less than whole, then we begin to see not the truth of who we are, but we begin to see what is happening around us, the conditions around us, and then we begin to embrace that as our truth. So that the majority of our conscious thought throughout the day is feeding into what we perceive the conditions are that are controlling our life, that are affecting this of our life. I'm sick, I'm old, I'm tired, I'm poor, I'm challenged by something that's happening out there. That because someone did this, then here I am. We get stuck in that. But when we believe and know the truth of who we are, we step beyond that to the realization of the spiritual truth of our being. And we begin to shift, not focused on the condition, but focus on, wow, I am God. God and I are one. That means I have the capacity and the potential to change all of this that is happening to me. So the questions, and that's a good point that came up early, this question shifts to how am I going to deal with this illness to what can I do to have perfect health? What can I do to align with the perfection of the universe so that I have a perfect way of being here and now? I want you to repeat after me. I deeply and fully realize,
I deeply and fully realize
that the good I desire,
that the good I desire
is already mine.
Is already mine.
Because of who I am.
Because of who I am.
God's perfect child.
God's perfect child.
A spiritual being.
A spiritual being.
Right now.
Right now.
Right where I am.
Right where I am.
I am one with all.
I am one with all.
Abundance.
Abundance.
And perfect health.
And perfect health.
And energy of the universe.
And energy of the universe.
I wholly recognize.
I wholly recognize.
Accept.
Accept.
And embody.
And embody.
This perfect right action in my life.
This perfect right action in my life.
And I allow it.
And I allow it.
To unfold.
To unfold.
In my experience.
In my experience.
The possibility of demonstrating does not depend on our environment, our condition, our location, personality, or opportunity. It depends solely upon our belief and our acceptance and our willingness to comply with the law through which all good comes. Spiritual mind treatment brings us into a great realization of the absolute spiritual beings that we are. And this realization is what produces the so-called miraculous healings in our lives. How many of you have been in situations where there was no explanation as to how you got out of that situation? And what becomes clear in those moments? There's a God, there's a force, there's something out there greater than ourselves that takes charge in that moment. And maybe it's just in that moment we let go because we don't have any other choice. You know, and in that letting go, we allow the help that's always been there to come. So the secret is not in what we say, as in how convinced we are that the words we speak are true. Let me say that one more time. The secret is not in what we say, as in how convinced we are that the words we speak are true. Now we enter into what I call the hallelujah step. I call it the hallelujah step because that's where we give thanks. We give thanks in spiritual mind treatment because there is in those moments when we come real clear and a realization that God is in our lives, is active in our lives. When we open the door, How many of us have been in a situation where everybody told you what you were thinking about was impossible? Anybody ever been in that situation? How many times have they told you if you go down that road, oh, it's going to be devastating? You ought to have better sense. How many of you took the journey into the rabbit hole? And was it a disaster? No. So in this hallelujah moment of giving thanks, repeat after me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For our good is being realized.
For our good is being realized.
In us.
In us.
And in our experience of life.
And in our experience of life.
Thank you, divine source.
Thank you, divine source.
For what we have now realized.
For what we have now realized.
For the good is that is taking form. In our experience, right here, right now. This stage is an outpouring of our attitude of gratitude for this new awareness. In our final step in spiritual mind treatment, we release and we let go, knowing that it is done. In our own language, we bring this spiritual mind treatment close by using words that illustrate we have released it to the action of the law of our good. We've released it to the universe. We've let go. This step is an affirmation of trust and confidence that the law of mind is at work. It is important that this release be total. And I've asked Daryl to help us kind of get into the spirit of this, and we're going to do it a few rounds, Daryl.
Mm-hmm. on my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the spirit. Yes, I'm only up for God. And I let go, I let the Spirit run my life. My heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for love.
I release and I let go. Turn around to the person next to you or turn and face the person next to you. And say, I release and I let go.
I release and I let go.
Yes. So in, you may be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Daryl. I release and I let go. Just hold that for a moment. Just breathe it in. I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. Now, in conclusion, I want to draw upon Ernest Holmes' words. It is far easier to teach the truth than it is to practice it. The practice of truth is personal. And in the long run, no one can live our life for us. To each is given what he needs, and the gifts of heaven come alike to us all. How we shall use these gifts is all that matters. How we shall use these gifts is all that matters. To hold one's thoughts steadfastly to the constructive, to that which endures, and to the truth may not be easy in a rapidly changing world. But to the one who makes the attempt, much is guaranteed. The essence of spiritual mind healing is an inner realization of the presence of perfection within and around us. It is the hope of heaven, the voice of divine source proclaiming, I am which thou art which I am. Let's just breathe in for a moment. Let's take all of that in. Let's go back to our affirmation. There is only one power. Say that with me. There is only one power, one God, one all, one life, and that life is in me now. I am a manifestation of that one. As we reflect on spiritual mind healing, let us now just close our eyes and let me end with a prayer. Divine Source, the law of our good, may we remember who we are. May we remember the limitless power that is in us and ready to be released and expressed. And may we also remember that in the times that we live now, there is no greater call than this moment. Each one of us has within us a love, a skill, a talent, a holy gift that we were born into this world to express. May we release all of our attachment to conditions and step into the power of love to manifest what and who we are in this world. May we do it for ourselves. May we do it for our children. May we do it for generations to come. But most of all, may we do it in remembrance that God And we each of us are one. And so is